Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. People are being led into the Capitol Rotunda ahead of today's inauguration. The Trumps and the Bidens about to depart the White House on their way there. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden welcome President-elect Donald Trump and Melania Trump back to the White House this morning. Welcome home, the president said to Trump as he greeted him at the top of the North Portico steps at the front door of the White House. The Bidens and Trumps briefly spoke before posing for a photo and then heading inside. President Biden confirmed to reporters he left a letter for the incoming president, but didn't say what he wrote. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Earlier today, the president issued a preemptive pardon for members of the January 6th Select Committee, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley. President-elect Trump is promising to sign dozens of executive actions later today. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's a big day today, the inauguration of a new president, and it's a holiday. To celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, kids don't have school. There's a big celebration tonight at the Overture hosted by the King Coalition. That's Madison's and Dane County's official observance of the holiday, so our leaders will be there, Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway and Dane County Executive Melissa Agard. There are speakers, advocacy groups, and they'll honor two people with the MLK Humanitarian Award, Dane County Emergency Management Director Charles Tubbs and local health advocate Sheree Wallace. The coalition is also hosting middle school students for a day of service. Meanwhile, we have the transfer of power today in the nation's capital. One of the biggest stories over the weekend was the TikTok blackout and subsequent return. Users got a message thanking the incoming president for assuring the company that the app will be safe. But get this, before it returned, one Wisconsin man was so upset about the TikTok ban, he turned to arson. Lisa Hale has the story.
A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police found the suspect near the strip mall soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of a TikTok ban that went into effect over the weekend. The fire was contained to the outside of the building, damaging the siding and an air conditioning unit. The suspect is being held in the Fond du Lac County Jail with a charge of arson being referred to the district attorney's office. Grothman was one of 360 House members who voted last year for a bill that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app or be banned in the U.S. Ironically, the TikTok ban was suspended Sunday, with the app saying it is working with President Trump to find a solution.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks dismissed the 76ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with another win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Now, although they won by 14 points, head coach Doc Rivers on why he wasn't pleased by the Bucks' performance.
Yeah, I didn't think we attacked much at all. Honestly, we walked the ball up the court. Every time we ran the ball and advanced the ball, we got whatever we wanted. So it was just one of those games we couldn't find our pace. And yet we still won.
Chris Middleton, able to play 25 minutes, scoring, had 13 points and 8 assists, and was pleased they won those 4 games in a row at home.
We just wanted to take care of home court. We dropped a couple games at home earlier this month or last month that we thought we should have won. But to come and take care of home court, the fashion that we did, I'll take it.
Men's college basketball, UWM, losing to Robert Morris University, 81-79. 19 turnovers for the Panthers. That was their first loss at home since last March. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 2 above for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill factor will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 12 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 below.
Hey, everybody. Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where? Under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
When Americans see deportations or repatriations happen, they're gonna be like, thank you. When they see the border closed, they're gonna say, this is what I voted for. When they see peace starting to like break out again around the world, they're gonna be like, this is the stability that we were asking for. Daddy's back.
Ew! Ew, gross, disgusting, ew. Hi, I'm not Stephanie.
No,
she
not.
Is going with her Major Taylor folks to just kind of take care of herself right now. So Dino Bidala, God bless you, sir, has agreed to be on with me, which is just so awesome. And let's bring him in. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, God, how are you? Great to see you. And I'm going to be meeting up with Stephanie in Canada later. So I'm glad you got a head start. So our new radio home will be outside of Toronto. I can't give you the exact location.
Okay.
But
good.
No, it's good to see you all. What a big day, huh?
What a day.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, and there's something else going on today, too.
I don't know. There's something else going on. I don't know what it was.
We're not talking about MLK. He's actually one of my heroes. I mean, I love so many of his quotes actually inspired me, and his writings over the years truly have been an inspiration. So, and we need it now more than ever. I was just reading some over the weekend. I still find it inspirational. I really encourage others to do the same thing. Read some of his good quotes about the greatest strategy is not the strident clamor of the bad people, it's the appalling silence of the good people. We're good people. Yeah. It's our time to stand up and speak out. Keep moving forward, whatever way you have to. It's always about perseverance. There's always setbacks. So let's do this.
Let's do this. I mean, you wrote a piece on this. Democratic leaders either step up or take the fight to Trump or step aside. And I'm with you on that. It's scary to do it because of what he's threatening. But yeah.
There is just a poll out today from CNN about polling Democrats and what they want for the party. And the top two things were younger leaders and better fighters. So, and it's not about age. I don't care your age. Bernie Sanders is a fighter.
Right.
And AOC, one of the youngest, are fighters. It's in between. We have a lot of Democrats who told us before the election, Donald Trump's a fascist, literally told us.
Mm-hmm.
They told us he was an existential threat to our democracy, our freedoms, literally. Since he won, none of that language. It's all gone. So were you misleading us? And I don't think they were. Or are you not, now is it easier for you just to try to get along and go along? And some Democrats, John Fetterman, the worst of the bunch, going down to Mar-a-Lago, it is angering my listeners. It is angering people online on our side. And on some level, it dampens the enthusiasm of our fight. We can't let that suck in. We can't let that unintentionally gaslight us into not fighting. We already have the corporate oligarchs and the corporate media people bending a knee. We got to take the fight to them, because if not, there's no one standing up. There's nobody left. We got to take that fight to Trump.
I agree. And we just found out that Vivek Ramaswamy is no longer going to be
a doge
or whatever they're calling that.
Also, Elon Musk's first part of efficiency was to get rid of Vivek Ramaswamy. He downsized government by 50% already.
Exactly.
Our first cut, Elon Musk, our first cut, Vivek. Like, he wasn't wanted there. Apparently, Elon was running it, everything I read, already without him. So that was the end. And now Vivek is going to run for governor of Ohio. Good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah.
You're going to lose.
He's going to lose big time.
Yeah, he should.
He won't win the primary.
No, you're absolutely. He's unlikable. He's smarmy. Yeah. You know, he's just awful. So President Biden pardoned a bunch of people today.
Yeah.
So I think that's fine. They don't have to accept it if they don't want to, correct? It's up to them if they say yes or no. I mean.
Well, look, he's like the Oprah of pardons today. You get a pardon, you get a pardon. Everyone gets a pardon.
Yeah.
Look under your chair, you got a pardon. Open your mail, you got a pardon. Everyone. So Dr. Fauci's like, I didn't do anything wrong, but I'll take it.
Right.
So look, you don't. There's an argument about whether legally are you acknowledging wrongdoing by accepting it. That's sort of like language in an old court case. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
They're protected. I really do think Trump will challenge it for some of them. And then that means that they're going to have to use that as defense. Their lawyers will use it to get the case dismissed. But Trump will challenge it because the Constitution, Donald Trump won't allow a little thing like the Constitution stand in his way.
True.
We know that. So he will. But I think that's great because the January 6th people, the police officer testified, that's what it covers. The January 6th members, the staff, Team Hafey, people like that I just on my show and others, they deserve not to be prosecuted for just simply trying to hold the guy who attempted a coup accountable for his crimes. Merrick Garland deserves an award from the Federalist Society from Donald Trump when this is over, but that's a different story.
We have problems with Merrick Garland, do we, sir?
Oh, my God. He's one of the worst. Unreal. I wish he would just say, you know what? I've been a Republican all along. I was working for Trump the whole time. You see, that's why Trump never badmouthed me. Isn't that kind of remarkable? Awful.
Well, I mean, with regard to Jack Smith, now, Volume 2 is not going to come out at all, right? It's going to have to be leaked at some point because we're not going to get it. I listened to Allison Gill's Jack podcast over the weekend where she read Volume 1.
Wow.
Yeah, it was three or four different episodes, and she and Andy McCabe read it. And there was some stuff in Volume 1 that was new information with regard to witnesses and things like that. I found it interesting to listen to. If you haven't listened to it, kids, do it. It's on the Jack podcast. It's a fantastic read through.
I like to read. I'm a reader, so I read it when it came out. There was some new things. I think the best thing was it was a narrative. Yeah. What I really liked about Jack Smith's report was his cover letter, in that he talked about it point blank, that I had a great team, but I was the one that made the decision to charge Donald Trump, but I stand by it. And that takes more courage than people realize, because Jack Smith knows Donald Trump's coming for him. And Jack Smith said, don't go after my staff. Don't go after the people who worked on the case. You want someone, you come after me. And that is courage. It is the opposite of Merrick Garland, who failed us. Jack Smith, and if Merrick Garland had done the right thing, which is appoint an attorney, a special counsel on day one of taking office, it would be a whole different scenario. And that's my biggest gripe, is that Merrick Garland knew Donald Trump was running for office. As I wrote in my article, like Merrick Garland gets sworn in March 2021, 2 weeks before, literally, Trump's first appearance after January 6th, he's at CPAC, and the headlines are, Trump teases 2024 run. So Merrick Garland didn't want to get involved in politics, and I believe sincerely he didn't. That was his great failing. Not appointing at that moment a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. Everything would have been expedited, all the appeals and everything. We would have had him already convicted and in jail, to be honest. So that's the biggest failing. I honestly don't think Merrick Garland was working for Trump. I'm kidding about that. I just think he wanted to stay out of politics so much. The result was he didn't do his number one job, protect our republic from someone who attempted a coup and incited a terrorist attack on our capital. And I'll never forgive him for that.
No, that's a valid argument against that. Now, Jim Jordan was interviewed the other day with Dana Bash, saying that he wants to bring Jack Smith up for a committee. I think that's a great idea. Let Jack Smith have the microphone. Go. I mean, don't you think that's kind of dumb on their part?
It is, and I wonder if they'll actually let him testify in front of the public openly, or if it's going to be behind the scenes and they get a statement and then they go, we're not going to bring him, blah, 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 whatever. But yeah, if Jack Smith tells a story. Now, it's about not allowing anyone to forget what Donald Trump's about. I know we just had an election and he won. And they're saying, well, he won, so that means that the coup doesn't matter, the attack doesn't matter. It does. If it matters to you, the Constitution, the rule of law, living in a democratic republic, we should never forget it.
Right.
And we have to talk about it. Donald Trump is someone who should be in a prison cell, not getting sworn in as president today. And that's objective. That's not political spin. The man attempted a coup. He incited a terrorist attack. If it wasn't for delays in prosecuting and then the Supreme Court protecting Donald Trump with that ridiculous decision on immunity, Donald Trump is going to jail today. He's on his way to jail, if not in prison already.
Yeah, he should. I mean, obviously, with the sentencing in New York, just that alone, I mean, it wasn't as big a crime, obviously, as J6 or the espionage case, which is what I call the one down in Florida. It's unfortunate that that judge felt like he had to do what he did with that sentencing, because for some strange reason, presidents are above the law.
Yeah. And don't forget, in that case, the DA didn't ask for any kind of penalty whatsoever, not probation, not incarceration, because Trump won. If Trump didn't win in this kind of case in New York, when I've done reading about it in other cases, he probably doesn't get jail time, but
right.
He gets probation, where he has to check in. He might get a suspended sentence, like if he does any other violation, then he has to go to jail for, say, 6 months or a year, something like that. But no one can find a case where someone was convicted of 34 felonies by a jury and got nothing. But that's Donald Trump. Now, in reality, we knew he wasn't going to jail because rich white people don't go to jail
right. In
general, except for Bernie Madoff. And that's because he stole money from other rich white people.
Right.
But if he didn't, that's the truth. Like, if he stole money from brown and black people, he would be the Republican nominee for president.
Right.
But if you just steal from – but the reality is with Donald Trump, no accountability means he is now emboldened
right. To
do whatever he wants and believe in his heart he will get away with it, because nothing has told him in his life that he won't get away with it. And now these immunities that the Supreme Court has laid out, including absolute immunities, if he bases things based on the Constitution, that argument – it's a dangerous place, and he's the worst person to be in the White House for the next whatever years he is there for.
That's fun. Yeah. Oh, I feel so much better.
We're going to fight. Look, we're not going to get in. We cannot give up. I keep saying this, Jody, from day one. We're not going to meet him halfway. There's no honeymoon. There's no let's give him the benefit of the doubt. At least that's not how I view it.
Right.
We're not going to meet him halfway on his bigotry and his racism and his cruelty. We're going to take the fight to him because we know who he is. More importantly, we know who we are.
Right.
And that's the important thing. We're not going to compromise who we are as a people and what we believe in this country to this monster who should be in prison. The guy attempted a coup. I'm sorry. I'm old fashioned about this. You attempt a coup and incite a terrorist attack, you go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And only in America did this rich white guy get away with it. And that's why I hold people responsible for it, because it didn't happen because on his own. There are a bunch of check marks that got us here. And we can't forget that.
No, we can't. I mean, I just looked at video of President Biden and Dr. Biden welcoming Donald and Melania. And I was just like.
Yeah. Joe Biden said, welcome home.
Yeah,
which I thought was very.
It's classy.
Classy.
Yeah. But it's just hard to watch that, because Donald didn't do any sort of courtesy to him and his wife.
I wish you would have said, welcome home, and by the way, there's a drone right behind you. Something like that. That would have been kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. At least gotcha. At least like a gotcha for a moment. Oh, look, Putin's here. I have to talk to you about some money you owe. Something like that, you know. Like, let's have some fun with it, Joe Biden. But look, here's the problem that a lot of people have. Like, Joe Biden is someone who is an institutionalist.
Yes.
And that's a good thing in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But Joe Biden told us in 2022, before the midterms, in two speeches, that Donald Trump was, quote, an existential threat to our freedoms and our democracy.
Right.
Literally said that. And then after Trump wins, welcomes him to the fireplace chat and says, now welcome home. This inconsistent messaging is going to cause a problem for us as Democrats going forward, because when people make the same arguments in the future about Republicans, people are going to – even Charlemagne de Gaulle over the weekend was saying it's sort of on the show. I was reading articles about it. This is really – at the very best, inconsistent messaging. At the very best. Or did you not believe it? But I think sincerely Biden believed it.
I
believe Democrats who warned us about Trump believe it. They should. I think now the inconsistent messaging flies in the face of being an institutionalist. And you had to pick one or the other. Biden is being who he is. I can't ask him to change now. It's too late. But there are other Democrats that are not going to his inauguration. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Send the message things are not normal and that we're with you.
Right.
We're willing to fight.
Exactly. Well, and on that note, I feel much better. It is 19 minutes Great. After the hour. We'll be right back with more Dino Vidala on the show.
That girl you know.
Stephanie Miller.
She's one.
A witch?
Yes.
Shep, you just never learned to spell.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
And the card attached would say thank you for being a friend.
Hi, this is not Stephanie Miller. This is Jody Hamilton with the lovely and talented and fabulous Dino Vidala and Chris Lavoie across from me.
Hi.
And we have Marine Atlanta. Hi, you wanted to talk about the deportations that are about to start.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
So here's the thing. Interesting. Remember that Governor Abbott mm-hmm. was shipping people that they caught in Texas mm-hmm. up to Chicago. Mm-hmm. There were busloads of folks being sent to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So now that creates the situation where Tom Hobag is going to grab these people and send them to deportation camps, which, happened to be in Texas. And, Texas offered particular land to have these deportation centers, these holding facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And, always follow the money.
Money.
Always.
This is about government contracts.
Yep.
This is about government contracts.
Absolutely.
You are right, Marie, because she's the smartest girl in class.
That's right. Does that make sense, Dean?
That makes sense, right, sir?
It does, because they're in the first term, Obama, right before he left office, signed an executive order saying you can't have these private prisons for federal prison for prisoners.
Right.
Trump reversed that and got so much money in the inaugural committee donations at the time from private prison companies. They made a ton of money. I just wrote an article about for this inauguration, which is happening, the events and all that, the private prison companies went up and gave a lot more money, over $1 million. And the reason is they stand to gain from the private holding pens that they're going to build and these concentration camps they're going to build in America
right.
to hold the migrants. The money is a big part of this. And by the way, Chicago, their first city is going to be Chicago. Meanwhile, the two states with the biggest amount of people who are undocumented, according to reporting, are Texas is second.
Mm-hmm.
It's got about five times as many people as Illinois, but they're not going to a red state like Texas. They're going to a blue state because it's all a game. And they're playing a game with people's lives now. They're vile and despicable. And I hope it makes people's blood boil to want to fight even harder against Donald Trump and MAGA.
Well, yeah, I mean, and deporting everybody that's here undocumented, there are people that are contributing to our society, paying into Social Security that they will never get that money back, doing all sorts of things, and they're not criminal. They're just not documented. And that's wasting resources on law-abiding immigrants to go round them up. I don't understand it. We have to fix our immigration policy, obviously. That's a no-brainer. But for them to waste resources to go after people that aren't technically breaking the law, they're just here without paperwork. That's it.
And they were just told today, I saw, about Americans. Americans, about 70% support the idea if someone's a violent criminal and they're here undocumented, they should be deported.
Of course.
And that's a fair thing. I understand
absolutely.
That. But when you get the people who are not in any way committed any crimes other than being here, and that's you can debate if that's a crime or not, but except just being here, it's like 30 to 40% supported. So you're really getting the Trump base.
Mm-hmm.
Trump doesn't care what the average American wants. We know that. Trump
right.
only cares about his base. His first term was about being king of his base, not being president of the United States of America. So when I used to say Trump's not my president, it's not because I was being glib. He doesn't want to be my president. Everyone listening, he doesn't want to be your president. He wants to rule us, and we're like serfs. He only cares about his base. And now his base is bigger. There's oligarchs involved.
Right.
So it's not whatever the oligarchs, the big money people, the Robert Barons of the 1890s that ran America then, now run it now, and they're big tech, as President Biden warned in his farewell address. That's all he cares about. We are meaningless. And it's kind of weird to have a president who honestly doesn't care what we say or what we think, doesn't care what happens to us or our families. Even in California, people are suffering,
mm-hmm.
and he plays political games.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care. He really doesn't. I hope people understand. He dismisses us. We're collateral losses at best to him.
Yeah. No, and you're absolutely right. I mean, apparently he's going to be in Los Angeles on Friday.
Yeah, to survey
the damage, which yeah. is, it's. I just found out a friend of mine that I've known since grade school, she lost her home.
And
oh my God,
and Governor Newsom said he's, you know, welcoming
yeah,
him with an open hand, not a closed fist. So
no, he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we need the aid. I mean, we do. But you've got people like Mike Johnson and others that say, oh, you have to put strings on it. I'm sorry, Louisiana, what? I mean,
right. Well, the strings, you know, I kept talking about during the campaign, if they won the House, Senate, and the White House, that they would put strings on everything to try to orchestrate or have their culture wars, their moral agenda, whatever you want to call it, their BS, the law of the states. Because with federalism, you can't do things that affect internally in the state generally, right? But what they'll do is say, well, if you want federal money, you have to ban abortion. Well, you're not going to get federal money if you don't ban abortion. You have to discriminate against transgender teens,
right?
Or you're not getting a federal money.
Right.
They will tie it the same way we did it on good things, like you got to lower your speed limit or you're not getting national highway funding,
right,
in the past. That kind of stuff. They're going to do that. Now you're seeing the beginning. They will use it for these culture war issues. It's going to be stunning.
All right. We have Dean Obidala for one more segment. It's 29 after. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's the coldest weather we've had yet. Overnight, temperatures dipped to 13 below zero, and that's just the temperature, not the wind chill. Once we hit wind chills of about 20 below zero, you can get frostbite within 30 minutes. Tomorrow, our high is 1, and things will start to get a little more reasonable on Wednesday. Two Madison shelters are currently operating under cold weather night rules, which means they won't turn anyone away due to capacity limits or suspensions. That includes Porchlight Men's Shelter and the Salvation Army Women's Shelter. Meanwhile, Middleton has opened warming centers, and because today's a holiday, City Hall, the library, and the Senior Center are closed. They'll be back open tomorrow. Today, people can still stay warm at the police department and the fire department. This is the kind of weather where pipes can freeze fast and burst. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what you should do to prevent that in your home.
One mistake people make is not having the heat high enough in your house. The thermostat needs to be set in the mid-60s, at least, and even when you're not home. Crews during the past cold snap were running at full capacity with pipes already breaking. So, it's important to be prepared. Close gaps around doors and windows. Don't let drafts in. Experts suggest pipe insulation or foam. And let small drops of water drip from your faucet. It helps reduce the pressure and helps prevent freezing pipes. And if you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. Space heaters are efficient, but it's important to use them safely and to make sure that they're monitored and away from flammable materials.
And I've seen more and more of them at the curb these last few days. Remember, if you still have your Christmas tree, this is your last chance to have it picked up. The Madison Streets Division will have crews grabbing them all week starting tomorrow because today's a federal holiday. You can set your tree out at the curb and they may pick it up with your garbage this week. For more on all our shows, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With high temperatures barely climbing above zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills. Where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Pam.
She's reporting on The Green and Gold, a new film that's out there. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they had the Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I asked you if you would call Jack Smith to testify. You said that you hadn't decided, but it was on the table. Now his That report has been released. He has stepped down. Will you call him to testify?
We're still looking at all that. One of the things we are going to check into is one of his lawyers. I mean, this is one of the many issues I think we need some answers to. But Jay Bratt, one of the guys who worked for him, went to a lawyer who was representing one of the defendants in the case, representing Walton Office, said to that lawyer, "We didn't know you were a Trump guy. We thought you were interested in this judge position. You can't do those kind of things. So we're going to investigate that."
It is 34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm sitting in for Ms. Miller just for
an hour.
An hour today with the lovely Dean Obidala and Chris Lavoie. So what did you think of Jim Jordan saying he wants to go after? I don't get that. It just is just...
It's red meat to the base, but yeah, Jim Jordan, and I wrote about this in the past many times, should have been named as the co-conspirator in the January 6th case. And I don't say that political spin. I say objectively, if you read the January 6th report, there is no member of Congress who did more to further Trump's illegal conspiracy goal of overturning the election. His name is all over the January 6th report. And a conspiracy is just someone agreeing to achieve an illegal end and then taking an overt act in furtherance of that. Jim Jordan did numerous overt acts. He should have been charged. And that was part of DOJ, did not want to charge members of Congress. Jim Jordan is really arguably, to be completely bluntly objective, the only one I feel comfortable saying he should be charged, but he should have. No one did more work to overturn the election. So now him wanting to investigate this, it's a joke. That's just for Fox News to get on. You know, athletes want to get on SportsCenter for making a great play. Republicans just want to say outrageous things to get on Fox News. So it's like their SportsCenter.
That's it. That's a very good point. And so to Marie's point about money, so sure. Donald started this thing called Strump, the meme coin thing, and he made $32 billion like overnight doing that. Yeah. And it's just, I don't get why people are so stupid. Can you help?
None of that makes sense. It's on paper money. It's a meme. So the value, there's nothing there. No real value. There's no intrinsic value. Like an actual gold bullion has intrinsic value. It's worth something. This is whatever people want to say it's worth. They're bidding it up. I don't know at the end of the day if it collapses. But what we know is this. Donald Trump will make money and his supporters are going to lose money. But the rich oligarchs who are pumping it up, they're going to make money as well. It's a pump and dump scheme. Even Mark Cuban a short time ago was saying literally a great point. You're going to destroy the whole cryptocurrency market now because everyone's going to get it's a pyramid scheme. He already was warning. And Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan warned people, this is a pyramid scheme. Some people are going to make money, and they have. But the ones who are going to lose it, the ones who are younger people or people with little savings, investing everything, thinking it's like the lottery, you're the ones that get screwed over. And these big rich oligarchs, they take your money, and they're happy to do it. So, yeah, Trump will make money. The oligarchs will make money. The rest of the working class people put their money in. Most of them will lose, some will make, but most will lose money.
Well, what was funny was when Melania introduced hers, then all of a sudden Donald started to lose money. So she's pulled hers.
It's all a scam. It's like musical chairs with, you know, like don't be the last one to have your money. Don't hang on there. That's the reality. That's what they're dealing with. He'll take advantage. He'll suck his support. He'll squeeze him dry for everything. He doesn't care. There's no empathy or compassion. He's a sociopath.
Yeah, I mean, some people are in the find out portion of the effing paying portion. And it's sad because we warned people about this. And some are finally coming to the realization that that was a bad choice. And I mean, like we were talking about right after the election, one of the first things that was Googled was, can I change my vote?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to, I don't think there's going to be buyer's remorse yet from the Trump base, and the MAGA hardcore will stay with him forever. People around the edges who wanted their lives to get better, if they were sincere about that, if he does the tariffs today or in the near future, they're going to find the price of goods are even higher than they were before. And Trump will blame Biden for it. They'll believe it in the beginning. But after a while, you're like, I don't think so. I think this is yours. And they're going to suffer. And there's some on the left, I mean, on the right, who want to own the libs. When Trump crashed the economy, the problem is the bank's going to own your house.
Yeah.
So I hope you feel good. And I'm not wishing them ill. I really don't. But if Trump drives the economy to the ground, the people who suffer are working class people and lower class people, not the wealthy. They always make more money in every situation. We live in a new gilded age, and we have to unite to get big money out of politics. This is horrible where we're going.
Well, and Chris was saying just before, I only have you for a couple more minutes, that Donald wants to sign an executive order repealing birthright citizenship. Now, it's in the Constitution that if you're born here, you are an American citizen.
That executive order would be unconstitutional.
Right. So, I mean, how
it should be. Here's the problem. There is one case in 1898, the Supreme Court decision, which says it very clearly, because the plain language of the law, essentially, if you're born here, you're a natural born citizen, you become a citizen. But he's banging on this Supreme Court, this right-wing Supreme Court that has overturned Roe v. Wade, that's given him immunity, that has gutted protections for gun violence, all these things we never thought a court would do. He's hoping they're going to reverse that case from 1898. If they don't, it's unconstitutional, but they might not. And then what's next? He wants to go after the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, protecting you from...
19th Amendment? Seizures. Hi, 19th right. Amendment right here.
Women voting? Yeah, that's overrated. 19th Amendment's got to go. You know, like, we can make decisions for you. Like, there's no limit. So I don't know what the Supreme Court will do. Let's see the executive order. I'm waiting for it to come down. I will certainly read it right away. It'll be tested in the courts, and he's hoping the Supreme Court will overturn it and say, we don't care if you're born here. You know what? Next thing, one Democrats, you have to have a test to vote. You know, like, you have to understand the amendments. You have to say that you have to believe in the Constitution to vote. How about that?
Well,
Democrats will never do that, but I would like to see that.
I would too. Sir, I have to let you go. Thank you so much for being on with
me
today.
Great seeing you, Jody, Chris, and
you
Stephanie.
Too,
I'll see you in Montreal.
Absolutely. Yes. Outside of Toronto, exactly. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dean.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, yeah. Going back to money, some of his nominees are already have been cashing in on their celebrity because they're now having to disclose the amount of money that they're making, including Pam Bondi, who has brassy hair.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's kind of proof that money doesn't buy a good colorist.
Well, maybe she doesn't have any gays in her life.
I don't know.
Or not in any good
that,
ones.
That blonde hair is way too brassy.
Well, she apparently made at least $3 million from the creation of a parent company on her social, on Truth Social, according to that. Plus, Tulsi, your favorite.
Mm-hmm. Not you, Tulsi.
She brought in over $1.2 million last year as a MAGA surrogate, according to the financial disclosure she released, because now that she's potentially going to be in a cabinet, they all have to give this information.
Right.
Unless you're a Supreme Court justice, apparently you don't have to do that. But she turned... she had a $300,000 in advance of her book for Love of Country. So she's they're all cashing in.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I don't like it, Christopher.
No, no, it's, you know, but it's to be expected.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, if I could cash
these
in.
People got elected.
That, well, hashtag not Tulsi, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Seth, the home of hope. Hi, honey.
Hey, Seth.
Hello, Jody. Hello, Chris. And Chris, I think I'm old enough that I could be your daddy, because daddy is back.
I don't know about that. So, I just had a pretty old birthday, so I don't know about that.
I'm a lot older than I look, so I think you can work it out. We'll talk offline.
Okay.
So, first of all, I hope that I make enough money to qualify for the tax cut. But, you know, I'm a little mystical. I'm a mystical kind of guy. And my question is it possible that Mike Johnson actually teleported from the play The Crucible to his role in the Congress?
Yes.
Because every time I see him, it's like I feel like I'm living in The Crucible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it should be like, hello, Goody Hamilton.
No, I agree with you with everything that's about to happen. We're less than 20 minutes away from...
Well, let's just hope for that their incompetence, which is one of their best attributes, makes them trip over their own feet. And let's just hope all of our Democrats, like, stand up like AOC.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that, you know, like when I see Ro Khanna say, oh, we'll have to work with them. No, we don't. No, there's nothing to work with. There's not an inch of space to move in that direction.
Well, when Hakeem Jeffries says, look, if they do something that we want to do, we will help them. But if they don't, because they don't have, they have what, a two vote maybe majority right now? They have nothing in the House as far as stuff that they would want to really pass without Democratic support. They just don't. I mean, they have people that are in their caucus that their constituents don't want XYZ. So that's going to be an issue. And Mike Johnson is not a very good speaker.
Oh, he's terrible. He's terrible. Yeah, if they accidentally do something good, you know, yes, we the Democrats will be there to push that over the line.
Exactly. And that's why Mike Johnson is going to have issues with his base in the House, because they're going to be like, you know, the MTGs and all those people are going to be like, no, 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 we can't compromise. And it's like, then you're not getting it passed. And so that's, it's going to be fun and horrific to watch all at the same time.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike Johnson is stuck between a hard space and a porn app.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, honey, have a great day in spite of what today is about. All right?
You too. I love you. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Have a great one. Bye. Okay, Bill in Torrance, you're having a don't watch an ignored inauguration day sale. I love it.
Well, Jody, first of all, I love your mother, as everybody does. But
oh, that's nice.
Mike Johnson's a smug little smirk jerk. And I don't want any part of this hatred, racism, and bigotry that they're expanding and mm-hmm. on. So I have a record store in Torrance, and we're doing an Ignore the Inaugural sale today.
Oh.
And I have 3,000 kids that follow me on social media, and many of them say that they are coming.
Yay!
So... and we go to all your shows. We've been to the last two or three here.
Nice.
And by accident, I met Glenn and John Fugelsang in a restaurant before the show last time. And John looked at me and he says, "You're a brave man. You have a record store in the 21st century." And I said, "Yeah, and it's 8 years in."
Right on. Good for you.
Anyway, we're big fans here, and we're really happy you mentioned it. So it's Dudley's Records. Dudley does everything wrong, but he's doing this right.
All right.
Inaugural sale.
Right on. So locals,
okay.
Go down to Torrance.
Guys.
Love you too, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, go down to Torrance, everybody. Go buy some vinyl.
Yeah.
Old people like us. I still have a record player.
Yeah. They're making a comeback.
They are. I like vinyl.
Yeah.
I think it sounds fantastic. Hello, Tracy. Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I called in a couple times last week, and there were a lot of technical problems. Either that or Stephanie just doesn't like me. But I was talking about when I played at Fantasy Springs, Chris, uh-huh. and the Village People were there at the same time. Mm. But at that point, there were no original members of Village People, so Victor Willis wasn't there. In fact, the drummer from the Don't Look Back, the Boston tribute band I was in, we rode down the elevator with the new cop, and I'm like, well, that ain't the original guy. Mm-hmm. But I did hear I saw Jimmy Kimmel posted some footage on YouTube of the celebration, the victory celebration with the Village People.
Mm-hmm.
And Victor Willis is back with the band now, and he was flatter than a pancake. I mean, it was awful to listen to.
I was listening to it, too. It did not sound good at all. They sounded terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just terrible.
I mean, so basically, you know, they were a tribute band when they were at Fantasy Springs. But, I guess he's cashing in on the fact that Trump made a big deal out of it, and he's back with the band now, or with the group. They're not a band. But,
right.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. So, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. So I'll let you guys go.
All right. Have a good one, Tracy.
All right, you all too. Bye.
All right.
So.
Yep.
Trump ally Corey Lewandowski's meddling in Kristi Noem's hirings.
Okay.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
My. His Lewandowski, who is Trump's 2016 campaign manager pre Kellyanne Conway, because
okay.
she became that later, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's a longtime known ally. Didn't they have an affair? Was it Lewandowski
remember.
And her?
I can't remember.
I don't either. He's involved in hiring for key positions within the new DHS, even though he's not an official part of the transition. One of the sources called his role outsized and abnormal, while another called it unusual.
Oh, okay.
So he hasn't been hired to do anything, yet he's meddling like those awful children in that van.
They would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for
those meddling kids.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's 48 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
What are you thinking in that sick mind of yours?
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters?
Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today. Want to talk to you about my new best friend, Native Path Collagen. I'm telling you, it's the best way to get your collagen made with type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, and they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in our cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are type 1 and 3. I put it in my coffee every morning. You can put it in smoothies, soups, you name it, because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it is absorbed more easily in the body, and it mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 4 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. My favorite is their private Facebook community, where everyone is sharing success stories, recipes, and just being kind to one another. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
From the National. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If the weather has you thinking, I can't wait until spring, you may want to check out the library's packets of seeds you can plant right now. The flowering grass seeds are native Wisconsin plants, which means these are perfect to start growing over the winter. Also growing this program. You can stop in at 8 Madison area libraries to pick up some seeds for free. And though you don't need a library card, you may want one to grab a gardening book to read. Miss this free seed opportunity? No worries. Libraries across the city will switch the collection to native vegetable and herb seeds, perfect for your summer garden. Learn more from a story on our website at civicmedia.us. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Not Stephanie Miller, for those of you looking on the TV. Jody Hamilton.
Hi, Free Speech.
Hi, Free Speech TV. Yeah, she's with her Major Taylor Bike Club right now, taking care of some, you know, mental and physical things that she needs to take care of. Yep. So good for her for doing that. And so it's just Chris and me now. And, yep. And oh, I haven't talked to him in forever. Michael in the Bronx, how are you?
Hey, Jody, can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Amen.
Not that other bozo.
Exactly.
But I got to say, and for the next 2 to 4 years, I'm one that's really going to be calling his ass out and all the others.
Good.
We got to be in a motion of let's cut the crap from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And right today, right here today, it's cut the crap because they moved the inauguration indoors
mm-hmm.
because of the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, Barack Obama, when he was first inaugurated, it was just as frigid, and they still had it outside.
Yep.
And the one witness to that, rest her soul, Aretha Franklin, who sang at Mr. Obama's inauguration.
Good.
And she said it wasn't her best performance because of the cold.
Right.
So in consideration of what has transpired in the past 6 months, I would dare say the real reason is the two assassination attempts against him, not by Democrats, but by Republicans who feel betrayed by him. And the fact that the Supreme Court giving this immunity BS ruling in his favor,
mm-hmm.
there are those, heaven forbid, but I got to speak the truth, that feel the need to resort to vigilantism
mm-hmm.
because they want accountability and they're not getting it from the reliable, what were supposed to be reliable sources.
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, they want to talk about the Christian court. I can play that game too, but this time citing scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 5. Jesus said, be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees. The Pharisees today are MAGA. And then there's another one that's from Paul's letter
mm-hmm.
to the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
And what did it say? It said, oh gosh, I just had it up, doggone it. It said, I implore you, brothers and sisters, to be on guard against those who would want to speak in his name, meaning Jesus' name, but actually do the exact opposite for their own benefit. For they do not teach from the doctrine being the teachings of Jesus.
Right.
And they will turn around and persuade you with their charm and their, so I'm paraphrasing, but totally misleading, pretty much echoes the same things in the gospel and the same things that yours truly, Michael S.W. from the Bronx, have been speaking to fellow Democrats time after time after time.
Amen.
And I will keep repeating and reminding so people do not have voter amnesia.
There you
I'm
go.
Michael from the Bronx.
All
and
right.
I approve this message.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good one. Yeah, no, he's not wrong. At all.
Right.
It's a weird day for me. And I think for a lot of people.
Sure, yeah. We do have a little bit of breaking news.
Okay.
President Biden has granted clemency to Native American activist Leonard Peltier.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a long time coming.
Yes, that came out as both President Biden and President-elect Trump were on the dais, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Yeah, because he's about
him. So he's going to serve the rest of his
sentence.
Sentence at home confinement.
Good.
Yep.
That is excellent news. That's a long time coming,
yep.
And we'll see what else that our current and good president does in the next 4 minutes.
Current for the next 3 minutes.
Yeah. It's just it is weird. It's Allison Gill's birthday, so everybody on
happy birthday,
the socials, tell her happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Allison.
Sorry. We tried to get you President Harris or President Biden. Either one would have been fine.
Yeah.
So sorry that it's not the best. But you celebrate your birthday,
that's
AG,
right.
Because we need you on that wall.
Yep.
And again, like I said earlier, if you have not listened to the Jack podcast and the reading of Volume 1, which mm-hmm. is the January 6th case, like Dean said earlier, that cover letter states everything beautiful. He's a very, whoever helped craft that report, the
sure.
obviously Mr. Smith and other lawyers, it's well written, it's understandable, there's not a whole lot of legalese
right,
to it.
Right.
And like we said earlier, there was a little bit of new information, but not a whole lot. A lot of it was already in the immunity case. It's just, it's only 100 pages and
yeah.
some change. It's
yeah.
not terribly long. So if you like to read like Mr. Obidala does, I recommend that. But if you're like me and you listen to podcasts, it was A, entertaining, and two, informative as to what...
It's the audiobook version.
Exactly.
Yes.
She has done that before, and I highly recommend her podcast. She's everywhere.
Yep.
It is 58 minutes after the hour. Stephanie will be back tomorrow.
She will.
So we will talk at you guys then. Bye.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Pat McBride will tell us some unbelievable Wisconsin sports stories.
And the Humane Society will continue their dating game for all those lovable pets.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Capitol Rotunda is crowded with lawmakers, invited guests, celebrities, and friends and family of Donald Trump as he is sworn in for a second time. Earlier today, President Biden and the First Lady invited the Trumps back to the White House. And later today, President Trump says he will sign dozens of executive actions.
I spoke to President-elect Donald Trump by phone this weekend, and he made it very clear he wants to move very quickly on these executive orders just within hours of taking the oath of office. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to sign many of them right here in the Capital One Arena, which will take the place of that traditional inaugural parade that typically goes down Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott in Washington. Before leaving office, President Biden preemptively pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley, and those who served on the January 6th subcommittee. This is ABC News.